The 28 schools in the Springdale School District will likely benefit from a large gift yesterday made at Tyson Foods headquarters in Springdale.
We're here today to announce a $100,000 grant to the Springdale Public Schools Education Foundation.
The $100,000 grant is intended to help the two-year-old Springdale Public Schools Education Foundation grow. A portion will be used to help the foundation's operating expenses. $70,000 will be directed toward grants over the next 2 years for classroom and school-wide projects. Chris Steckline, the executive director of the foundation, says the first year the foundation raised about $20,000, mainly from the voluntary payroll deductions of district employees. Chris Steckline says he went to teachers with a vision to help get the foundation started.
And said, if you'll support us, here's what we'll do. We're going to do. We hadn't done anything when we asked them for money. And our ask is simple. We ask people to consider $10 per pay period, $120 per year. And with that, we'll fund these grants.
The initial $20,000 raise did help fund projects. Josh Worthy is the EAST facilitator at Sonora Elementary School. EAST stands for Environmental and Spatial Technology. His students, a few more than 100 of them, develop programs to create maps using GIS technology. Last year, his students were able to host a Technology with Nature camp. A grant facilitated through the foundation allowed him to purchase high-end GPS units. Yesterday, he explained one of the ways his students have used those devices.
Kids are using those exact same Trimbles this year to help plot and map an old cemetery in a neighborhood close to our school building. It's at Blue Springs Village, and it's kind of a forgotten cemetery. There's about 17 grave markers, but many of those grave markers are from World War I, World War II veterans. There's also some tombstones that are just river rocks that look like they've been carried up from Beaver Lake, where at that time it was White River. They're really smooth. There's not any indentions on them. So the kids have plotted the GPS coordinates from the satellite, and they are creating an interactive map that shows the biography of those people.
Each of the GPS units cost about $1,000 each, something he says the school district would have not been able to afford without the grant money. The school has created a partnership with the Center for Advanced Spatial Technologies, or CAST, at the University of Arkansas to help with the GPS machinery. Josh says these kinds of class activities, the EAST classes, reach about 1 in 6 at his elementary school, broaden the way students learn.
You know, we're only in our second year, but we've charted our test scores, and believe it or not, especially for our kids, mathematics has increased, but literacy skills have gone through the roof, and I think it just deals with the problem-solving skills, the basic problem-solving skills you learn from EAST. I think education's due for a big change. We haven't seen a really big change in education since maybe the 1950s, and we're going to have to step away from textbooks and pencil and paper. It's going to go to the iPad and the use of the internet and technology and working in community projects. I think that's the biggest thing that you take out of grade school and you know, middle school is working together as a team, because you have to, that carries over into real life.
Chris Steckline, the executive director of the Springdale Public Schools Education Foundation, says the program, like the one created through the Sonora Elementary School, is exactly what the foundation wants to be able to fund. He says the ideas are always there, the money isn't always.
On average, and the number's been pretty consistent for years now, on average, a teacher spends about $500 out of their own pocket funding their classroom. And, you know, that's not acceptable. And so, yeah, our intent is to find the gray space and be able to fund the projects that work in the gray space. The one thing that I can say without any hesitation is, as I've worked in lots of different schools, lots of different school districts, I've never been in one who had more money than they needed.
Supporters of the Springdale Public Education Foundation say yesterday's $100,000 grant from Tyson Foods is not a finish line, but they hope a catalyst to encourage more financial commitments. Mike McFarland, the board chair of the foundation, says he thinks the high-profile announcement yesterday can help build the foundation's coffers.
We've done things that make a difference to somebody like the EAST program. We've done a ukulele program. So, you know, it's surprising. It's almost like we do the full gamut, and not only being able to help an EAST school, but somebody with ukulele. So that's pretty neat. That's A to U, I guess.
In addition to the classroom grants, the foundation says it also manages nearly $450,000 in a half dozen scholarship funds. You can learn more about the foundation at spsef.org.